Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we try to make sense of what we've been reading in the Bible. Right now we're going through a series called Pioneer Story, where we're studying the book of Acts to understand how the very first Christians organized themselves as a community we now call the church. We saw the story of one early Christian leader named Stephen, who said some things about Jesus that got a crowd enraged. And they ground their teeth, it says, and they stopped up their ears. They didn't want to listen, and they came at him and took him to the edge of town. We're going to try to make sense of why they were so enraged and what was really going on there and why this was all worth it to Stephen. But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Well, first of all, they took him to the edge of the city, to the very end of the road, like where we're standing today, but probably less picturesque and much more like a barren desert. This is where the Jewish law said executions needed to happen, just outside the city. And it's where Jesus' execution happened as well, outside of the city limits. This was an important thing for them. They at least followed the law that way. But the fact they had him executed so quickly also means they didn't follow other laws. They didn't follow the Roman law that said they needed to consult with the Roman authorities before any execution could legally happen. They are so enraged. They're so angry that they just skipped over the protocol stuff and only paid attention to the religious law that they were concerned with. They were clearly in a hurry to get rid of Stephen and what he represented. There at the city limits, they kill him in one of the most excruciating ways possible, pelting him with stones until he dies. Or as the Bible says, until he fell asleep. Isn't it interesting that that's the kind of language Luke, the author of Acts, chooses to use to describe Stephen's death? He fell asleep. Happens elsewhere in the Bible too, in the New Testament, where somebody is described as falling asleep. Doesn't it describe well the reality of death for a Christian, for a follower of Jesus? That death is not final. It's kind of like sleeping, where you know that someday you'll wake up refreshed and renewed, ready for a new day. And that is the Christian hope. That even when we die a physical death here on earth, someday we will rise again and wake up to a refreshed new reality, a whole new way of life called the kingdom of God. That's just one or two words different. Luke could have said he died, but instead he says that Stephen fell asleep. And it communicates so much about what Stephen and the other followers of Jesus would have believed about his fate. So from this passage, we've already seen just how enraged these people were, that they brought him to his death so quickly with no Roman protocol to be concerned about. We've also seen how he was brought to a very violent death, but one that the Christians at least saw as a reminder to them that there was much more to this life than physical life and death. And finally, what I want us to notice most is how Stephen's death points us to Jesus and reminds us of Jesus' death on the cross. There are some fascinating parallels that were either evident to everybody in the moment or at least evident to Luke afterwards as he wrote about it. He saw, wow, there are some amazing parallels here. First of all, he's executed by an angry mob. That protocol isn't exactly followed. There was so much rage that both Jesus and Stephen were put to the death when there were certainly opportunities for people to slow down, calm down, and think differently about this. But they were so enraged that these men were put to the death as quickly as possible. There were angry mobs involved in both. With Jesus, they yelled, "Crucify! Crucify!" when they could have saved him. With Stephen, they're an enraged mob that are grinding their teeth and coming at him in a heated rage. There's also the fact they both die just outside of Jerusalem. They both die just outside of the city. And finally, the most important, is that Stephen dies just like Jesus, forgiving his enemies for what they've done. What an incredible last act to forgive those who are actively tormenting you, who are actively bringing about your death. What a testament. What a testimony to what Stephen really and truly believes about Jesus, about life and death, that he would be willing to forgive, that he would see that as the most important thing to say and do at the moment of his death. He was clearly following the footsteps of Jesus, whose final words included, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Well, I have a question for you to think about today, and hopefully discuss with some neighbors, some friends, some colleagues, who you can regularly meet with to discuss our daily challenges. Here's our question. What impact do you think Stephen's final words had on the crowd? In a less dramatic and violent death, how could somebody like us die while pointing others to Jesus? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.